greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Late last year, the International Olympic Committee announced that climbing will be an event for the first time at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. In the sport, athletes tackle walls of various heights and complexities to reach the top as fast as possible. An indication of the growth of indoor climbing in South Africa is that its under-19 team placed 32nd out of 50 national teams at the Youth World Championships in China in November last year. Not bad for a country that started competing globally only a few years ago. Many of South Africa's climbers, whose ages range from 5 to their late 60s, are training at the City Rock Complex in Johannesburg. It's Africa's first international class climbing gym and one of the biggest in the world. In the third part of a series for the Sunny Side of Sports on alternative pursuits happening in South Africa, Darren Taylor reports.
A young woman struggles up a high wall inside the City Rock gym. The colors of the athlete's outfits match those of the concrete: royal blue, fire engine red, and mustard yellow. Everywhere there are people grunting and wheezing up ropes, trying to grab the grips to pull themselves to the summit. They use specialized equipment, like climbing shoes.
They have a nice reinforced toe with a sticky rubber that allows you to get good surface tension on your toes.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, exactly. And then obviously a harness if you're going to be doing the high wall problems. So the harness you tie in with a rope, and you have a belay partner who's feeding the rope through a device to make sure you don't come crashing to the ground.
City Rock manager Callie Bishop explains that belaying secures someone on a rope. A partner maintains tension on it, so if the climber slips, there's a safety measure in place.
So you don't actually fall, you just hang, and then obviously they lower you back down to the ground at a controlled speed. When you're climbing, you actually do better the more calm and controlled you are. And moving slowly and making sure you're safe the whole time, the chance for injury is almost zero.
And when you pull your rope, you get a figure of eight. That's your first basic.
One of Bishop's instructors shows a beginner the ropes, literally. The trainers teach non-slip knots and how to put a safety harness on. Bishop says climbing makes people very fit, because it combines strength and endurance, adding muscle, but not bulk.
Because you're basically fighting gravity the whole way up, you will build to your natural body shape. It's a full body workout. You're using your fingertips, your toes, your core muscle, your upper body, even your brain, because you're problem solving as you're going. How should I move my hands, etc. So it's
So we're like back to baby steps.
Climbers from around the world exercise at City Rock. Bishop describes climbing as a lifestyle choice practiced by a wide range of people.
We got doctors, we got lawyers, there's lots of students and school kids. Because it's so social, besides the fitness side, it's a lot of fun. You get to meet really down-to-earth people and feel part of a community.
One of them is vegan baker Pixie Fanek. She describes climbers as a special breed.
They're not to run-of-the-mill people, they're generally a little bit more aware about what's happening in the world environmentally and such, so they're much more inclined to be open-minded.
Bishop says climbing's popular with women.
Women do really well because it's not a brute strength sport. Some of the top climbers internationally are women, And you can compete with the guys head-to-head. It's not about how much weight you can pick up. Sometimes it's just about technique and moving your body in a certain way and not just powering over.
As hectic as it looks and sounds in the gym, yoga teacher Neon Khlapo says climbing helps her to meditate.
My heart rate tends to lower unless I'm going through some ledge fever, which is like an unexpected panic attack on the wall. But usually you don't have the room to think about anything else when you are on a wall. You're really in the moment and you're really focused.
But Khlapo wasn't always so composed. She describes her first outdoor cliff climb as terrifying.
I was climbing 1 minute and then I just burst into tears the next. And I think the episode lasted a good solid 15 minutes because I was like, if there is a God, God, I'll behave. Just get me off this thing.
Van Eck's battling autoimmune disease, where the body's immune system attacks healthy cells. This could lead to a variety of potentially fatal conditions, including organ failure.
I can't tell you how sick I was last year. I was in hospital. I was having an operation. I thought my life was just this big blob. Boom, I started climbing. I am a million times better. It's amazing. The only thing that saved me was climbing. I got on the wall and I was like, I'm home.
Van Eck says climbing strengthens her body and mind to fight her illness. From being overweight and bedridden, she now conquers nature's steep, jagged rock faces.
That for me is the ultimate. When you're on that rock, man, it's like being alive. Oh my gosh, there's this mountain. It's been there for millions and millions of years, and I'm getting to stick my body to it and challenge myself.
Across South Africa, people like Van Eck are using climbing gyms to boost their physical and mental health, with some using them as launch pads to possible Olympic glory. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
I'll be opening the Sunny Side of Sports mailbag soon, but I gotta tell you, reporter Darren Taylor in Johannesburg has got me in the mood for the Gunners, and I'm not talking Arsenal soccer. From 1987, here's Guns N' Roses with their tumultuous tune, Welcome to the Jungle.
We'll be right back.
That's the American hard rock band Guns N' Roses with their 1987 song, Welcome to the Jungle. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm your host, Sonny Young. Let's open the Sunny Side of Sports mailbag now. Michael Linder sent me a nice photo and postcard from Jira, Germany. And Michael writes, "The Voice of America is a very special source of information for me. Thank you for giving us your radio station on shortwave. The VOA is pure life." Michael adds that he listens to our programming on 15580 kilohertz shortwave in Germany. I also received a letter from Grant Skinner in Dagenham, England. For geographically inclined Voice of America listeners, Dagenham is a large suburb of East London. Grant says the Sunny Side of Sports is always entertaining and informative, and he says he also listens to the show on shortwave. 2017 is a big anniversary year for the Voice of America. We're celebrating the 75th anniversary of our first broadcast. And joining us now with a special 75th anniversary message is the VOA director, Amanda Bennett.
"75 years ago, Voice of America made its first broadcast. Today, we broadcast in over 45 languages all over the world. We broadcast in every means that people could possibly want to receive their news and information. We use radio still. We use television. We broadcast for the web, for mobile, and if new forms of communication are invented, we'll be there too. Our mission is really, really simple. We give neutral, fair, objective, independent news and information to people who have no other access to it. And we tell America's story. And America's story is rich and full. It goes from the entrepreneurial climate of Silicon Valley, to our great universities, to health and medicine and medical advances. It's also the story of America's diaspora, the people who came here from all over the world. I started my journalistic career more than 50 years ago, and here today at Voice of America, I remember just why I became a journalist. It's such a privilege to be working here with the great men and women who are telling America's story and providing neutral news and information around the world. I'm so happy to be here at Voice of America as it celebrates its 75th anniversary, and I feel proud to welcome it into the next 75 years.
Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right, give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the Sunny Side of Sports, right here on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoje here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brillafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
The environmental impact of building a modern sports stadium can be immense, occupying a large plot of land, not to mention the impact of massive amounts of concrete and steel. The stadium can create a giant carbon footprint. But a football club in England is building their new stadium in an old-fashioned but highly sustainable way with wood. VOA's Kevin Enix reports.
The Forest Green Rovers are an English football team that have been playing the game for over a century. Their club chairman, Dale Vince, is determined to make sure the team lives up to its name.
From the football club's perspective, we're stuck in a place that's difficult to get to. We've doubled the crowd in the last few years since we've been involved. We've got ambitions to get from where we are, which is Tier 5 of English football, to Tier 2, the Championship.
To get there, they need a new stadium. And Vince, who also owns a green energy company called Ecotricity, has designed what he says will be the definitive word on sustainable construction.
I think the really big deal is the fact that it's all made out of wood, minimum use of concrete. If you look at the carbon impact of sports stadia through their working life, 75% of that impact comes from the materials that they're made with. So it's not the running cost. Wood is, of course, a very sustainable material, low in carbon. So that's our starting point, really. We'll make it from the least impactful material that we can.
The stadium will also have a translucent roof to reduce shadows. It will be open to the wind, and the lights will be low-energy LEDs embedded in the roof.
We're looking to the future for Ecotricity as well as for Forest Green, and we found the perfect location, we think, to build something that's going to be really out there in terms of its environment design and infrastructure and that kind of stuff. You know, it'll be eco by name and nature, as you might imagine.
Construction will begin on the new stadium in 2018 and will be the centerpiece of a £100 million sports and technology park. Kevin Enix, VOA News, Washington.
I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. As evidence mounts of brain injuries in players of American-style football, new research suggests even lower-impact soccer, the game the rest of the world calls football, may be hard on the brain as well. VOA's Steve Barragona has more.
Ball meets head. That's just part of the game in soccer, the sport known worldwide as football. Inside your head, your brain is the consistency of a firm pudding, says John Hardy, professor of neuroscience at University College London.
But your blood vessels are just a little bit tougher, and so if you do a rapid rotation, they act like little cheese wires and do bits of damage around them.
In American football, hard hits are common, and concern is growing about what that does to players' brains. But it's not clear whether frequent head contact that happens in soccer is also a problem. So Hardy and colleagues studied the brains of six longtime soccer players who died with dementia. They found a type of brain damage called chronic traumatic encephalopathy in four of them. CTE is different from Alzheimer's disease, but Hardy says the results are similar.
And certainly they are additive pathology. So if you've got a little bit of brain damage to do with an Alzheimer change and a little bit of brain damage to do with CTE, you're more likely to be demented.
Soccer is the most popular sport in the world with clear health and social benefits. And Hardy says this early stage research is not enough to pull the kids off the soccer field.
The people we've studied, these are people who are professional footballers who played football probably every day of their lives for 25 to 30 years, probably many hours a day. This is very different from a casual weekend player or a school player. It's just a different order of magnitude of contact.
British soccer associations have pledged to support more research on the subject. Steve Barragona, VOA News.
Thanks, Steve. In National Basketball Association news, the Sacramento Kings have traded DeMarcus Cousins, one of the most talented yet controversial players in club history, to the New Orleans Pelicans. In return, the Kings got three players, Buddy Hield, Tyreek Evans, and Langston Galloway, plus first and second round picks in the next NBA draft. The 26-year-old Cousins is a three-time NBA All-Star. The general manager of the Kings, former Serbian star Vlade Divac, said it was time for a change, and he decided it was the best direction for Sacramento to make the trade. The Kings had a losing record in each of Cousins' 6.5 seasons with the club. Divac hinted that the Kings made up their minds to trade Cousins earlier this month when he sat out Sacramento's 108-92 victory over the Boston Celtics. Cousins had been suspended by the NBA for one game after picking up his 16th technical foul of the season, faster than any other player had done so in league history. One of the big questions now is how DeMarcus Cousins will get along in the front court with Anthony Davis, the young star for the Pelicans. And that wraps up the February 21st edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Donald Trump is taking aim at transnational criminal organizations and international trafficking. In a recent executive order, President Trump called for the enforcement and strengthening of U.S. federal law to thwart transnational criminal organizations and their subsidiaries, including criminal gangs, cartels, racketeering organizations, and other groups engaged in illicit activities that present a threat to public safety and national security. The activities include the illegal smuggling and trafficking of humans, drugs or other substances, wildlife and weapons, corruption, cybercrime, fraud, financial crimes, and intellectual property theft, as well as the illegal concealment or transfer of proceeds derived from these crimes. The order directs federal law enforcement agencies to give high priority to the identification, disruption, and dismantling of the transnational organizations engaging in such illicit activities, including through investigation, apprehension, and prosecution of members of these organizations, their extradition to face justice in the United States, and, where appropriate and lawful, the swift removal from the United States of individuals who are members of such organizations. The order also calls for enhanced cooperation with foreign counterparts working in the same area, as well as the development of strategies to maximize coordination among all U.S. federal agencies to counter such crimes within and beyond the United States. Transnational criminal organizations, the order states, are drivers of crime, corruption, violence, and misery. In particular, the trafficking by cartels of controlled substances has triggered a resurgence in deadly drug abuse and a corresponding rise in violent crime related to drugs. Likewise, the trafficking and smuggling of human beings by transnational criminal groups risk creating a humanitarian crisis. These crimes, along with many others, are enriching and empowering these organizations to the detriment of the American people. With this order, U.S. federal agencies, under the particular guidance of the Secretary of State, the Attorney General, and the Secretary of Homeland Security, in compliance with all laws, are charged to develop strategies, utilize resources, and work together toward an essential goal. A comprehensive and decisive approach is required to dismantle these organized syndicates, the order states, and restore safety for the American people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Linor Moudou. Please join me live every Tuesday at 17:30 UTC in VOA's health program, Health Chat. Hear from doctors, nurses, international experts discussing the health issues of your concern. Health Chat puts listeners directly in touch with medical professionals. You can talk to them live for free or email your questions. Health Chat brings the medical professionals to your home.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, U.S. President Donald Trump has made his first phone calls to African heads of state, speaking with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari and South African President Jacob Zuma. An in-depth discussion on the expectations of the president's engagement with Africa. That's right here on the next Straight Talk Africa at 18:30 UTC.
VOA News.
When news breaks, VOA News is there. Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.